Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with...
Joe Balanchio, Director of Programming for DC Shorts.
And we're here to talk about DC Shorts. This weekend is doing something called DC Wins on... It's Friday and Saturday. Why don't you tell us, before we even get into that, congrats on taking over DC Shorts. John Gann has, come in many times and he's passing the torch and it's a great festival, so congrats.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. We're very excited. Myself and Derek Horn are kind of taking over co-programming roles and, we're very excited. John set a great precedent, but we're excited to sort of take what's there and build upon it. So we're really excited and thank you for having us here.
That's a scoop, ladies and gentlemen. I was informed that the official announcement's coming soon, but we got him early because we want to talk about DC Wins because it sounds really fun. So tell us about, DC Shorts. Everyone knows DC Shorts. It's probably the most fun, from my experience, one of the most fun film festivals I've ever been to. Everyone knows that sort of, later in the year, but this weekend, tell us what we got going on this weekend.
Thanks. Well, I'm glad to hear that everyone does know of DC Shorts, and those who may not, this is really a great introduction. It's called DC Wins. Wins, all capital, since we're on radio. But what that means, it's really films that have just won awards at our past festival. And if they didn't win an award per se, then they were audience favorites. So they really take the best of the best. So maybe if you don't like shorts or don't know if you like shorts, it's really a good way to come and see what, are quote unquote the best of the best. So it's really a good intro. I assume you will like them anyway. But these, again, tend to be the things that most people have really, really enjoyed. And two of them are actually finalists for the Academy Award. I say two. There are actually three films that we had that are nominated, and we'll be screening two of them at Wins.
Okay, so let's go into the two, because obviously people can come out and see all the great shorts, but what's really timely, folks, is this is your chance to see, to see the Oscar-nominated shorts. I mean, it's the part of the broadcast you sit there and watch, while you're waiting for Leo and all the big names. You say, "What? Oh, well, good for that guy, but I don't know anything about that." Well, yeah. Now you get a chance to see it before, so you have some rooting interest on Oscar night, right?
Exactly. It's where people go to get the popcorn or refill their beer or whatever it is. But it's really it's really exciting for us to be able to bring them.
Yeah. What are the two?
The first one is Stutterer from the UK. And the thing that is really interesting about that is that we were the U.S. premiere. So those who saw it in September were the first people in the U.S. to see that. And that's sort of a cool thing for people who like things like that.
And what's that one about?
Stutterer is literally about a gentleman who is really a sort of a quiet introvert, as I think most stutterers are naturally, because they feel uncomfortable trying to communicate. But in his mind, he can communicate. And he does. And he starts an online conversation. It's not like an online dating, but it's a chat with a certain woman who happens to be down in London, and she would like to meet. And of course, this sort of throws him into a tizzy, because while he's eloquent with the written word, he can't speak as fluently as he would like to. So he's a little hesitant. One thing leads to another, and he decides to meet. And it's really just a very sweet story. You get sort of this, you get into his head and sort of how somebody in that position feels. And it really is sort of, I don't want to say tough to watch, because it is really beautiful and touching, but it is, you think if you had a stutter and you couldn't feel as comfortable as you would, you really get that emotion. It's really very, very emotional.
So it's a drama with the real romance?
It's a drama. It's not, I don't think, really heavy. It's not something I think you're going to want to drink
about
a lot. So it's, it really does draw on the emotions and really sort of get you caught up in the story. And it's great characters. It's a great story. And it's really just an unusual, it's unusual in the fact that it's his first film and it's so accomplished. Not only did it win the Academy, or be a finalist for the Academy Award, but it's just, winning awards and is just very, very well liked. And I think part of that is that the director is really just sort of one of those, sweet, and he's still very, very humble. So that's one of the things that we really like at DC Shorts, is that you really get a feel for the directors and the people who make these films, and they sort of stand out beyond just a blank film. So it's nice. And
you get to meet them. If you go to the festival, you're brushing elbows with
them. You do, yeah. Things like these are events. We do events year-round, and those things don't always have the ability to bring people into the festival. But the festival itself, which this year is September 8th through the 18th, We're able to do that.
Nice plug.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so Stutterer is one of the nominated ones. What's the? You said there was another one as well.
There is. It's called Shock, and it's sort of a fitting name. It's a really unusual and interesting film because it really is sort of this heavy story, and this would be drama with a capital D. In fact, probably the R, the A, the M, and the A are all caps, because it is really. It's really powerful. It's about a friendship at the end of the Kosovo War, and these two younger kids really strike a friendship, and it's just all about sort of how they navigate the war, both internally and externally. And it's just sort of a memory. A guy goes back to the scene many years after and just sort of relives all the things that happened to them. And you sort of see how their relationship started and how it persevered through all these, you know, turmoils. And it's just, again, all the characters are great. And it's again, just a very powerful film filled with emotion.
Definitely. That sounds powerful, too.
Did I do it justice? I hope.
You did it, yeah. Now, you also said, so those are the two that you're going to be, you see, nominated, on, you know, when you watch the Oscars and
right.
all that. You said there was a third that.
There's a third.
What's the deal with the third?
The third, we have contracts with everybody that allow us to sort of show things at an event like this or events off the festival time. But there was an issue with that one that didn't allow us to screen it. But it was a part of our festival, so we're still really proud of it.
So it's still a feather in your cap. What's that one called?
It is still a feather in my cap, and it's called We Love the Cosmos.
Yes.
And it's a sort of an animated throwback to the Russian space missions, but again it really is as much a story of friendship and the friendship of the two cosmonauts who really sort of forge an interesting and powerful bond, and one has to take a mission on his own, and he may or not have had a tragic accident, and just how the other one sort of copes with that. And the animation is real, it's real simple, yet again it really does well to sort of get you into the emotion. It's if there's you know, the ability of animation to sort of take you somewhere that live action can, it sort of does that. And it's really, again, it's just a beautiful film. I think that seems to be sort of a common theme in the films we're showing, is that they really are, you know, most of them contain great stories as well as great characters, great acting. So we're really excited to have screened that one.
Well, there you go. There's a little sampling of three of the ones you'll see during the Oscar broadcast, two of which you can come check out this weekend, Friday and Saturday at DC Wins. Give us a little sampling of some of the other ones that maybe aren't nominated, but were nonetheless audience favorites, judge favorite, jury favorites, and good enough to be in this cream of the crop here.
Yeah, and again, it's unfortunate that we only had so much space, because there are so many more that really could have been included in this program. One of the ones I like is Discipline. It's from Switzerland, and it's sort of about a situation that you don't necessarily find yourself in often, if at all, but you could see it happening.
Okay.
It's about a someone who reprimands their child in a supermarket when people are around, but it's the impetus for sort of all the people to start reprimanding each other. And it sort of layers upon layers of, you know, socioeconomic status and immigrant, and it layers. It's the onion. You peel back the onion and see there's so many levels to it. But on the face of it, if you don't want to peel back the onion, it's sort of a cute and quirky story. But it really tackles a lot of subjects that are hard to tackle in many ways, and sort of does it this way that kind of brings it to you. Go, yeah, I could do that. I've seen myself wanting to do that. I don't, and here they do.
Right. So any others?
I could go on and on. Letter to God.
Okay.
Is again one of the situations where a person is has a terminal illness, and he writes a letter to God, as I think many of us would in that situation, to just say, you know, please, I'm not ready to go yet. And it's a wonderful old gentleman. We sort of, again, that grandfatherly figure.
Right.
And he writes a letter to God, and God answers. And it's just cute. It's a little quirky, but it's not.
Answers via letter, or well, I guess we got to see to find out.
You do have to see it, and maybe it isn't God, but you know, it's certainly somebody who might be answering God's mail.
I see.
And again, that one
sort of
leaves
people to answer Santa's mail sometimes.
Exactly, and that's okay. Funny you mentioned that. That becomes part of the storyline as well.
Miracle 34. Different miracle. All right.
Yeah. So again, and you know, we have films from the UK. We have films, as I mentioned, from Switzerland, Azerbaijan, France, Israel. And again, I think that's the joy of a program like this, is that you really do get a good overview of the types of things you would see in the festival. So,
nice.
You know, and again, if you don't think you like shorts or you don't know, this is really a good intro to that, because you see things from a lot of different countries and a lot of different languages. You see things that are light. You see things that might be a little heavier, or we really only have one that's really, as I said, sort of very, very gripping, powerful, edge of your seat type of thing. But you know, there's thriller, there's comedies, and so we're really excited to bring these sort of on their second journey here in D.C.
Yeah, I remember John Gann, we mentioned, used to call it the tapas platter approach. You get a little bit of everything, and they're little short bites, so, you know, if you don't like one, you can sort of close your eyes for 10 minutes, and you're guaranteed a next one.
There you go.
It's perfect.
I guess the alternative to that is if you like it, you want more.
Yeah.
But, you know, it works both ways.
Yeah, exactly.
So how are they? I'll have to borrow that.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Tapas platter. It's perfect. Are you how exactly are these showcases blocked? Because I know, let's say DC Shorts, it's like, you know, you get 8 to 10 movies over 2 hours or whatever. So
right.
How does this work on Friday and Saturday?
There is a block A and a block B, and they're at 7:30 and 9:30 on February 19th, this weekend. At 7:30 will be show A, and at 9:30 will be show B. And then on Saturday, they flip. So at 7:30, show B, and at 9:30, show A.
So both showcases are on both days.
Exactly. Yeah. So you can see both, and we, of course, highly suggest that. There is a discount if you do see both blocks. So, but we sort of switch them up in case you might be an early, you know, go to dinner after, or if you go to dinner before. So we try and switch them up just to make sure that people have
access. And where's the venue? Is it the Navy Memorial?
It's at the U.S. Navy Memorial. Which is the Burke Theater. It's a beautiful, if you haven't been there, that's another reason to come to DC Winds.
It's gorgeous.
It's a really nice facility. It's a great thing that people in DC have that they may not be aware of. It's very easy to access it. You take the metro and pop up on the metro and you're right there. And it's
Navy Memorial
Archives.
Archives,
701 Pennsylvania Avenue. Right, yeah, it's just a nice theater, great sound, comfy seats. And yeah, if you haven't been there, it's another reason to come visit us.
Yes, I mean this is no rinky-dink theater. I mean, I remember when I guess Bradley Cooper came there and Biden was there back during American Sniper. They had that there. They showed our critic screening of the Bond movie there. I mean, they have some big screenings there. So
they
this
do.
Is legit.
It's a nice facility. The people know what they're doing, and you also, you know, sort of a side bonus, if you will, you get to see actually the exhibits at the Navy Memorial, which is really a very interesting space. You know, we're lucky in DC. I think, you know, doing what I do, people don't realize that we have a lot of facilities other than the landmarks and the, you know, the sort of chains that, we really have some nice theaters, and it's one of the nicest ones. We're very excited that we're able to be there for many of our events.
Definitely. And just remind us a little, I guess, tell us of the logistics, you know, is it, you know, for buying tickets and everything, is there like a whole weekend pass? Is it buy for each showcase? How does that work?
Like I said, the tickets are $15 per showcase. If you do, you book both on one night, you get a $10 discount, which is great. We'd, again, love to have you do that. You can go to winds.dcshorts.com and get your tickets there. We hope that they will sell out, and a lot of our events do sell out, so I would suggest trying to do that early. But if it's Friday night and you're still looking for something to do, you know, go online or come on over and see if there are tickets available. We'd love to have you.
Awesome. Are there any tie-ins with the local restaurants or anything? Because I know back at the Atlas on 8th Street, they used to do that. So.
Yeah, and we still do that, again, mostly for the festival. We really immerse ourselves in the community. We're at various locations. We do the East Street. We do the Heritage Memorial. We tie in not only informally, where we suggest that they go to restaurants in the area, and our website are sort of full with options, but also we do more direct tie-ins with parties and discounts at particular restaurants. And so that's one of the things that is really neat about DC Shorts, is that even though we're a fairly large city, that the community really supports us and comes out, not only those of you who come to see the films, but the business community really does support us, and we're very lucky, and you know, all of our sponsors tend to be very happy with what we do. And We really, again, try and bring ourselves to various areas of the community to really, you know, show their support of us and our support of them. So we're very fortunate.
We're all in this together.
Exactly. Exactly.
Which of these films won, forgive me if you already said this, but which of these films won the Best of Fest last year?
All of them have either won our award. The Nike Chariot Race was our best documentary. Mm-hmm. Shock was our best live feature. And then most of the others won audience awards, or again, were really the top of the line of as far as the audience voting. So they've all been really very, very well received, both by critics and by the audience. And I say that because we have an official jury, which are, you know, people who are sort of in the know of film and everything film, and then the audience, which sometimes those are very diverse, and sometimes they tend to be the same. But that's the thing, again, I like about this program. It really is a mix of those films that have been critically acclaimed, those films that have been favorites by audience, and some that have been both.
Right. Sometimes there's a little crossover on that Venn diagram.
There is. Yeah. It's always interesting to see, because the process to get here is so sort of convoluted mm-hmm. sometimes and interesting that it really is sort of fun to look back and see the things that we saw. I think most of us looked at a film like Shock and to a certain standpoint Stutter and said, these are going to be big. Mm-hmm. You don't really know how big,
right.
But you know they're going to be big, and sort of you pat yourself on the back when that happens. Like, we were right.
He actually is patting his back.
Just so I was you actually can scratching.
See. Yeah,
but,
okay.
So it's neat to see things that either you've been tracking or that you see that you say, I think this really is going to be a neat thing, and then it sort of comes to fruition, and you get to watch them on Academy Night and go, I remember that when...
Yeah, that's got to be a really cool feeling too. And then I assume this is going to be, you know, keep doing it every year. So, you know, then maybe next year, you know, or if you go out to DC Shorts this fall, you'll see the nominees at the next DC Wins next year. I hope, so.
Oh, sure. We'd even like to have more. You know, and again, it's just sort of every year looking at, we have so many, we get about 1,500 shorts that end up being about 130 or so that we end up screening. And so, It's not just the films that you see, but there are so many films that you don't see that are still very, very, very good.
Right.
It's just in the end, you don't always you don't have time, you don't have space. You might have four or five films on the same topic, and you just sort of need to see which one works. And, you know, I always say sort of programming is a blend of art and science. It's not really one or the other. It's really it's something for me, and I know for Derek, that we really sort of get into and process and you know, have a good conversation about a lot of films. So we would love to have 10 or 15 of the 15 nominees next year, but you never know.
Yeah Well, it's, you know, like you said, it's sometimes it's not humanly possible to see all the different movies and all the screenings at DC Shorts, you know, in the fall. So this is the perfect time to have it all distilled, see the best of the best, and see some Oscar nominees for your Oscar pool in the process. So head out to DC Wins it's Friday and Saturday.
Right.
We'll have all the info on our website as well. So thanks so much for coming in, Joe. Sounds awesome.
Thank you for having us. And again, mark your calendars not only for this weekend, but for September 8th through the 18th. And we'd love to see DC Shorts. And, you know, hopefully you'll allow us to come back and talk about some of our other activities. We do things year round. It's not just the festival and not just Wins, but, you know, again, we really.
Yeah, what are some of the other ones?
Oh, we do. One of my favorite things is Take Two, which are sort of things that I try and use the nice word, but they were rejected or not accepted for the festival. And again, it doesn't mean they were bad. It just means they may not have been as good as the things that did get selected. So we give the audience time to sort of put on their critic and their reviewer hat and say, I really like that. I think that should be in. And that's
sort
what
of
we do.
On the bubble movies that didn't quite make the cut, but...
It is, and
have
again,
a second chance.
There's no reason. There's no reason other than maybe they didn't, but the audience really, you know, they have the option to sort of put their foot down and say, no, we want this in the festival. We really do give somebody a second chance. And this will be a good plug for those people who like movies, and I would assume it's those who like movies. I would assume people who don't like movies would not want to be a reviewer. But we use our audience members, we use people from the community as reviewers, and they have the option to watch films and give their feedback. One of the things that DC Shorts does that is very unique in the filmmaking community, in the festival community, is we provide feedback on every single film that was submitted to us. And it's very unique, and we're very, very proud of that. Sort of one of our
differentiation points. Very helpful to the filmmaker.
Well, we appreciate that. But if you want to be a reviewer, you can go online to dcshorts.com and find the reviewing section, sort of find out what it takes. There's a little bit of a time commitment. But that's another way to sort of get involved and to see things and to really help us continue to provide wonderful programming. So.
And when is the Take Two Festival?
That's in February. Dates to be determined. Okay. I'm sorry. That's in May. And they'll be on Wednesdays, but the dates yet are to be determined. And again, that's a sort of a crazy fun event. It's at the Penn Social Club, so it's sort of a very cool environment.
Yeah.
And you know, hopefully we'll have more information for that, and maybe we'll come back and talk to you about that.
Totally. Well, if you're thinking about it chronologically, come out and see DC Wins this Friday and Saturday. And then, you know, mark your future calendars for May for this awesome Take Two idea. That sounds really cool. And then the Big Kahuna in the fall, in September, so you said?
September 8th through the 18th.
DC Shorts Film Festival. Recently named, I guess it was Movie Maker Magazine, called that the coolest short festival in the world.
So. Yeah, sort of two of our you know, sort of things we love to say. One is the coolest film festival, and we'd like to think that. And that's, again, I think everything from the parties that we do, the programming that we do, the people come out to support us. It's not just all about us. But
the parties are so great. I once had a short sleeve ripped on a batala drum.
Okay.
That's so there
story
you go.
Maybe for another time.
Out on the dance floor, man.
And then another one that we were very, very proud of is that we've been called one of the festivals worth the price of admission for filmmakers. In other words, filmmakers have to submit to films. And if they have a choice of places to submit to, because you can't submit to all of them because there are thousands of them,
right?
That they highly suggest that we're one of those based upon, again, some of the things we've talked about, the feedback and the quality of our programming. So, you know, those are two things we're very, very proud of and hope to continue to get those accolades as well as, you know, increase on them.
Awesome. Well, congrats on taking over all these duties. Big shoes
Thank
to
you.
Fill, but I think we'll be all right.
I appreciate it.
Sounds awesome. So yeah, head out to DC Wins Friday and Saturday. Sounds good.
Look forward to seeing you, and thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir.